We all learn cycling at some point. Starting from tricycle, we moved to bicycle. But then down the line, we started moving up and, you know, using motorbikes and cars and whatnot. But my friend Saravanan is so passionate about cycling, and in this episode, we're going to talk about his journey from how he struggled to ride only 25 kilometers in a day to riding almost 600 plus kilometers in 36 hours. Let's get into it.
Thanks for being with me on this Work-Life Passion podcast. Why don't you start by introducing yourself?
Well, so yeah, I am Saravanan Thangavel. I live in Chennai, southern part of India. I am 37 years old. I'm married and I have two kids. Basically, I'm a software engineer and working as a senior manager. And I'm a cyclist, photographer, and then cricketer. I'm into serious cycling. Like, I'm cycling every day, like on the average of 30 to 35 kilometers per day. And like every month, 1,000 plus kilometers consecutively.
That's amazing. How did you get into cycling? Is that something that you started just to be physically fit and became a hobby? How did you find this is your hobby to go after?
Cycling, like, you know, I actually started in 2015. I bought my first MTB cycle in 2016. I was actually trying to commute to my office. I'm into the software industry. We usually go early in the morning, like at least like 10 to 11 a.m. in the morning, and then return midnight. I was actually trying for a month or two, and then I was actually not able to do it. And then it was just there in my garage, and then I haven't used it for a long time. And then, see, this COVID, right? Like, in terms of fitness, it has actually changed many people's way of life. So one thing about COVID is actually this one.
Right.
Before COVID, I was actually more into cricket. Like weekly 3 days, I used to go and play cricket with my friends. And after COVID, I was not able to play. So mid of 2021, I think June 2021, I went to my hometown. I was there with my parents for 2 years. In the mid, I came to Chennai for house cleaning. So while return, I just took my cycle to my hometown. And I didn't actually cycle again. Like, I was there in my hometown for 3 months something. Then I slowly started. I wanted to like do some physical activity. Then I started with walking. But walking is actually kind of very boring for me. I actually didn't like much. And I started taking my cycle. I started like 5 kilometers and then 10 kilometers every day. During our schooling, right? So everyone actually starts with cycling only, right? We actually start with a 3-wheel cycle, right? Tricycle. Then we slowly move to the bigger one. We all do the cycling, but we stop it. When we actually start our college or career, we just stop it and then we say that like, we are very busy. And then like one of my friends from Singapore, he rode 50 kilometers and he actually put a WhatsApp status saying that he completed 50 kilometers ride. And that's where the motivation actually came, like, oh, we can ride 50 kilometers as well in the cycle. Which actually I didn't think of it. And then I was actually pushing myself to go beyond 10-15 kilometers. And 15 to 25 I actually tried. So I still remember how difficult it was like completing 25 kilometers. Because my hometown, the terrain is actually different terrain. You'll have ups and downs frequently and it was difficult. So every day like I used to have a target like to increase 5 kilometers. So from 10 to 15 kilometers per day, I increased from there to 25, 30, 35, 50, 60, 75, 80, and then 90, 100. So I started in June. I completed my first 100 kilometer in November, actually exactly same day today. November 27, I actually completed my 100 kilometer cycling. We have like a cycling group in Chennai. we call them as we are Chennai Cycling Group. In short, we call them as WCG. So it's a very big cycling group. They have chapters in each area. I live in an area called Madavakkam. We have a WCG Madavakkam chapter. And so I was actually watching them during, like, when I was in my hometown. And then I joined with them. So that's where the change happened from the regular daily cycling into a serious cycling. Riding 50 kilometers, 800 kilometers is very difficult. There are some things you need to follow. Like, we need to keep our saddle height in a proper height, and then gear changing. I was actually riding alone in my hometown. After coming to Chennai, joining this CG group, I actually learned a lot of things from them. And within 3 months or 4 months, I was a daily rider and then become an organizer. We find a spot, we organize different routes because we cannot go in the same route again and again. To motivate ourselves, we take a selfie and then post it in social media now.
That is really nice. As in, just before pandemic, you just wanted to be physically fit and ride a cycle. From that to getting into a group and being an organizer, that is really amazing. It's nice to see that is possible when you put yourself out there. If you take cycle out in India, there is traffic. How will we ride peacefully? So that is one thing that will come to most of their mind. How did you move away from that? And how are you handling it being in a group as well? It's like, can you give some information about, like, how it is handled?
Yeah. What we actually do, we start up early. So we start our daily rides by 5:15, 5:30 a.m. And we finish it before 7:15, 7:30. Before the traffic picks up. We have to take care of the family as well. We have kids. We have to send them to the school. We come early, help my wife in terms of preparing kids to the school. I wake up at 4:45 a.m. every day and start rides by 5:15, finish by 7:30. Not have traffic. We are safe, actually.
So 4:45 a.m., weekends, festivals, no excuses.
Oh, actually, weekends, it's a bit early, 4 a.m. Because weekdays, it's 30 to 35 kilometers distance, right? And on the weekends, it will be like 50 plus. Sometimes it will be like 100 kilometers rides. So it depends on the distance we actually start our day. If it is 100 kilometers ride, we start by 4:30. In that case, we wake up by 4 a.m.
That's amazing. It's clear that you started with cricket, which is a community game. And then during pandemic, we all had to fight alone. So you picked something that is alone. And then few years down the line, now you have a community that is, instead of playing cricket, you cycle together. So it's a very nice transformation. And I want to ask you one thing, that before cycling and after, right? Now that you are doing this regularly, I want to know the mental state of your mind when it comes to, be it work, be it spending time with family. Do you see any transformation mentally?
After cycling, right, I become more confident now. I tell you why. Because after 6 months of cycling and after joining a WCG group, right, I actually started my endurance cycling. So endurance is nothing but long distance cycling. There is an organization called ADOX. So it's actually a Paris-based, France-based cycling community. They actually organize endurance cycling events. And they actually have a title called Super Randonneur. In a calendar year, whoever actually completing 200 kilometers, 300 kilometers, 400 kilometers and 600 kilometers cycling, they become a Super Randonneur. So I was actually a Super Randonneur last year. So far, right, I have completed 1 600 kilometers ride, 2 400 kilometers, 2 300 kilometers ride, 2 200 kilometers, and I think 1000 kilometers. My longest ride is actually 606 kilometers. I completed it in 39 hours and 20 minutes. My first 25 kilometers, I took 5 to 6 rest just to complete the 25 kilometers. So I took almost the whole day rest. From difficult 25 kilometers, I was able to do 600 kilometers. It's just by the practice. We all learned in our colleges, right? Divide and conquer. Whether it is 100 kilometers or 600 kilometers, we just divide. We will not mind the distance of 600 kilometers. We just need to cross next 30 kilometers. Then again, taking another 30 kilometers, like doing long endurance cycling, I become so confident. And professional life as well, whatever the work it is, it gave me a confidence that I should be able to do it.
That is amazing, because one thing that was not taught to us in school and we come to know as we grow is keeping the body healthy keeps our mind healthy and achieve everything, right? I know that we all hated physical training classes during schools. Maybe it is true because we don't want to do that specific exercise, but I think we all have to pick one physical exercise that we like, right?
Yes, anything. It need not be cycling, whatever you wish, because like walking also, it's a very good exercise. But it was actually boring for me. If you ask me, hey, we can play cricket tomorrow without alarm, I'll be able to get up by 5 a.m. In the normal days, I cannot get up by 7, 7:30 a.m. Same thing happened in cycling as well. I don't need any alarm. Every day, 4:45 a.m., I wake up. So whatever your heart likes, right? Just start doing it. That's all.
And in order to do that, we definitely have to experiment, right? Like before reaching cycling, I know cricket is one thing, but was there a journey between your first hobby, whatever you picked, and then landed in cycling? Was there many, or you just started pursuing cycling?
I'm kind of like a sports person, right? I play cricket, I play volleyball. Then I was actually going for swimming for a year. So I used to do something, but cycling made a change. Started cycling as a hobby, but now it became a serious activity. So that's why I was able to experiment myself to do the long distance cycling. We cannot blindly do 600. We cannot blindly do the long distance cycling. So there is a planning. We need to support the others. We have to motivate others. A lot of things are actually there. All these will also help when you are into the professional environment where people actually need motivation, support.
That's true. I mean, we are social animals. We love to be around people, and you all have that one single goal. End of the day, that community is very strong because you all want to do that together. That's amazing. Tell me about how this hobby is getting transformed to your kids. Like, how are they looking at this? What are their perspective? Do they go towards something like this in the early ages because they are seeing you doing this?
My daughter hasn't actually started cycling, but my son, right? He also likes cycling a lot. I'm actually riding 30 kilometers every day, but my son, he does 10 kilometers every day. On the weekends, I actually take him for the rides with us, with our group. So it's kind of like socializing for him as well. And his longest distance is actually 55 kilometers. He likes a lot.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, kids, they see us when they grow up, and I think such things will definitely give them a very strong interest towards hobbies and things that they want to do outside of school. That's good. How is your wife supporting you?
She is very supportive. Like, without her support, definitely you cannot actually go for long endurance cycling, right? Initially, she was actually a bit scared because like the long distance cycling, see, it's on the average, right? To complete 100 kilometers, you need 5 hours. For 600 kilometers, it will be like 30 to 40 hours time. My wife and my parents, they were actually scared. After I started cycling, I cannot actually control my sleep, whether I'll be able to ride in the night time or not. Okay, this guy is going with the friends and they are there to take care, and he is able to manage it. She is very supportive when it comes to daily cycling. She also wakes up at the same time as me. She wakes up by 4:45, 5 a.m. She goes for yoga, I go for cycling. Before I come, she finishes the cooking part. Then I join with her in terms of like bathing the kids and then sending to school. He is very supportive. Without my wife's support, definitely like I cannot go for cycling.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, partners' support is definitely needed. And they will understand the results of it too, right? Now they know that doing this, be it any partner, right? That she doing yoga is going to help her, and she knows that you're doing cycling is helping as a family. So that's good. How is the men-women group in any of these cycling communities?
Mix of people. We also have women riders in our group. So during weekends and during the annual holidays, right? We used to have many women riders in our group. There are some achievers as well in our group. Like there is a girl called Nausea. I think she also started cycling at the same time as I do. But she went to a different level. She went to London. There is a famous event called LEL, London, Edinburgh, London. It's up and down, it is actually 1,500 kilometers. And they need to complete it in 120 hours, something like that. So she was actually part of it, and then she actually completed it. There are actually many riders, but it's not as much as men's.
You were riding mostly in the cities, right? Have you also gone out to a place where it is not just the ride part, but also the recreation part and scenic part? Like, have you been to any place where it is scenic and you want to tell me about it? Like, what is that place that's so good when you cycled all the way?
Actually, speaking all the endurance ride, right? So, if we have more than 100 kilometers or 200 kilometers, you cannot ride within the city. So you have to go out of the city. My hometown is just 400 kilometers from Chennai. So it almost, so you will have different kind of terrain and different kind of scenic path routes. So best routes so far, whatever I've been, is actually Chennai to Pondi on the East Coast Road. That's one of the best route. And I was actually riding in Satyamangalam. It's my wife's hometown. So I took my cycle in my car and then I was actually riding there. So Satyamangalam town to, there is a temple, famous temple called Bannariamman temple. So that stretch is actually awesome stretch. Both the sides actually a forest. You just need to ride into the forest. And there is a hill called Kadambur. So it's actually like 20-30 kilometers from Satyamangalam town to that hill. So that's actually awesome ride, actually. So very scenic and a bit scared as well, because you know Satyamangalam is very famous for tigers. So I was a bit scared, but I was riding alone. And like, I enjoyed that 65 kilometers actually came altogether. But I loved it. So I plan to take cycle every time I go to my wife's hometown and go to that place. You know Rameswaram, right? There is a place called Arichal Munai. That's actually the tail end of India. So actually last year itself, like for one of the 600 plus kilometers challenge event from Trichy to, they actually planned it to Arichal Munai, Rameswaram. But we actually planned it, but we couldn't actually join. It's actually one of, for a few of us in my group, it's a dream route. We wanted to go there.
Nice. That is amazing. There are a lot of places in Tamil Nadu that have such scenic places. And one more thing that I know about cycling, if you walk, it's too slow. And if you go in a car, you would miss a lot of things. If you like, cycling is the right speed to see slow and fast at the same time.
Yeah.
What is your advice for people who go to 9-to-5 work, who can still do something outside of that work, which can be passion, which can be hobby? What do you think are the top three advices that you can give to do that? If somebody is like sitting there and listening to this podcast and thinking, yes, I want to do something outside of work, but I cannot. So what do you want to tell to them that this can be achievable?
First thing, don't go beyond money. Health is very important. So don't go beyond money, sacrificing your health. Job will be always there. If you cannot complete today, you'll go and finish it tomorrow. Okay? If you can sacrifice your health today, you cannot get it tomorrow. I'm into software industry. I work late nights and wake up late in the morning, right? Getting up 5 a.m. or 4:45 a.m., it was very difficult during initial days. After a month or so, it became a practice. I started saying no for the meetings which are planned after 10 p.m. Nobody is actually going to fire you or going to fight with you that why are you not attending meetings after 10 p.m. It's all for which thing you are giving importance. Okay, if you are fully focused, you will be able to do whatever you are spending whole day, right? You will be able to do it in 5 to 6 hours. Don't go beyond money. Just health also very important. Plan your day. You cannot force the thing that you don't like. There are people actually join the gym. They pay for 6 months or 1 year. They just go for 10 days and then stop it. Because they are actually forcing them into a different thing, which they don't like it. Just start doing whatever you actually like beyond work. Whether it is walking or running or cycling, it can be even gardening. It actually helps you to relax yourself, helps you to focus more on the work. Just plan your day. It will be 24/7, you will be busy. You just need to plan your day.
That's true. I mean, we all are given the same 24 hours, right? It's just what we have to do. Like you said, waking up just 2 hours early makes a lot of difference. And I think that gives you a routine, right? So previously you said there was no routine, and now you were able to create this routine because you did it for several days back to back, right? That's good. Thanks for joining me on this. And thanks for sharing all your achievements and the things that you did in hobby. I really wish you to continue this and be successful and get all the awards that you want to get. I'm really happy for you. And I wish, listening to this, someone would pick up their cycle from garage and go at least for a 2 kilometer ride, and that makes a difference.
And I'm also very happy to be part of this interview. It's my first experience giving an interview. I'm not sure like how far I can motivate others, but definitely just do whatever you like. Just need to plan a day. That's all. Like, just start doing it. Keep doing it, and it become a serious thing after some days.
You have been listening to Work Life Passion Podcast, and I'm your host, Hari Prasad. Thanks for listening.